WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP at 7:52. Sunny and 28. Snow on the way Friday into Saturday, they're saying.
I just got a thing from Ms. Erin Colton from News 12. 6 to 16. They're saying anywhere from 6 to 16, but we're definitely going to get something.
Does that match up with our Ted Linder?
I have never met a person with more of an utter disdain of hatred for snow than our producer, Brett.
You've gone through what I've gone through.
It came across. They just did something on the screen, and it came across with big snowflakes. He was like, mother... the snow. It's so hysterical.
No offense to snowplow people. I hope they make their money, which is great, and I wish they would make their money at my place. Our co-op is, for the 11 years we've been there, has not been great at snow removal. It's a little tough to maneuver around through there. I get it, but they rarely keep up with the storm. Mm. They do come at 3 o'clock in the morning to shovel 1 inch on a Sunday morning. They have done that. Think of it this way.
But usually they don't come till later? Like, is that the biggest
the
problem?
The timeliness. They'll wait till 9 o'clock in the morning.
Listen,
after a night of snowfall.
There are people that don't like snow, but there is you. The venom that you spew when the forecast has a snowflake on it is just priceless.
Because I do the work of the people I pay to do the work. Imagine going to a restaurant. You order your steak that you're about to pay for, and then they ask you to go cook it. How about you hire landscapers to mow your lawn, but then you got to mow the lawn?
So what are you doing about it?
There's nothing I can do about it. Over the years, I've complained over and over and over again, and they're told they're doing the best job they can. I've been offered a snowblower to do it myself.
But are you paying
Doesn't
for
anybody
the,
else have to get
I'm
out before 9
for
o'clock? Though?
Are you the only one that's bitching in this place?
There's at least 3 or 4 people out of the 22 apartments that nobody are complaining.
Is nobody else there? Is nobody else...
They're there. They're stuck, just like me.
So then why are they not bitching about it?
I don't know. And if they are, it's falling on deaf ears.
So why not just start a class action suit and call
I don't want to waste any more time with this.
Call an attorney.
I've wasted so much time with this. I don't want to...
I can't believe it's been 11 years. That's
so then
insane.
Don't bitch so much when you see the snowflake on the
12. I don't bitch about it.
Yes, well, you do. You mother effed
no,
the
well,
television.
I bitch about it, but then I get out there and I do the work. I shovel to get into my complex, and then I have to shovel at least 20 feet, depending on where the parking spots are, to shovel out a spot for myself. So I have to shovel out to get in.
The actual driveway
I have to shovel
itself.
The actual driveway. I have to shovel my spot. And then I'm not guaranteed that spot because it's one of the guest spots. We have one spot that's guaranteed to us. So then if I leave, I lose that spot because somebody then...
Of course they would. You shoveled it out already.
So the amount of work that I do...
For a snowstorm
and the mental capacity and torture that I have to put into this on top of having to be here at 4:30 in the morning.
I just put the plow on the quad yesterday. I'm ready.
Come on down.
No.
Come on down.
Maybe the other people in your complex just like the fact they get a snow day and they call in sick to their
jobs.
Well,
not everybody has a snow day. If I call them
right,
for a snow day.
That's why I'm wondering why all 22 apartments aren't complaining about it. If you guys aren't plowed out after a major storm until 9 in the morning, everybody can't go to their jobs.
Correct.
At your co-op place.
But I'm the moron. I'm the piece of garbage. I'm the complainer.
Who called you a piece of garbage?
Nobody called me a piece of garbage, but that's how I feel like I'm treated when I've brought it up in the past.
So then get an attorney.
That's just basic stuff. I don't know.
I don't want to get an attorney.
We can get a few for nothing. Hey, listen.
If you want to handle this, go for it.
Brett needs
I'm
an
done
attorney.
Handling
955 WBAB. We'll have an attorney for you in 5 minutes.
There have been times where I've...
Brett, heads have to roll!
They do. They
do you understand?
They should, because the money is there in the budget. They praise themselves and how great they are with keeping the budget and having an excess in it.
That is so
put the
up.
Money towards the snow.
Right.
Do it.
If you have to have 20 guys with shovels, hand shovel your driveway and everything, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
They've done
no
that
other
before,
solution.
And they do it very rarely, but when they do it, they've actually skipped our car once.
They left you snowed ago. In.
I have that on video. That's fun.
Because you're the complainer guy. Meanwhile, you're asking for something that is basic.
Basic.
6 to 16 is what they're saying right now for Friday into Saturday morning.
I can't get in. I can't get out. I'm not in control of it.
Right, right.
So that's the big issue, too.
Yeah. All right, 7:57.
Someone's a control freak.
It's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
Sunrise Highway westbound. Lots more traffic now as you make your way into the Oakdale Merge. The LIE westbound. Lots of traffic from Patch Oak Holbrook Road right down through to Route 1.
801, our producer Brett, very frustrated whenever snow is coming. They're saying 6 to 16 Friday into Saturday. And it's because his co-op situation. They're in like this horseshoe driveway thing that can't get plowed without burying their cars. The guys do it late in the morning. You know, anybody has to go to work, can't get out of the place. It's been 11 years he's been fighting it and gets no results. Good morning, B.A.B.
I want to ask him a question. Who does the landscaping in the summertime? Because they're doing your snow removal.
That's correct.
So when you see him, tell him what's up.
But he has. It's been 11 years.
You know what I do? You know when they leave their bobcat there, I would smash their f***ing windows in the goddamn thing.
Hey, you're just the guy that should be joining us tonight for steak night. Are you busy tonight?
I get up way too early to go to steak night. I get up at midnight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. I could use somebody with your level of anger at the table next to me. That sucks.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Me too.
How about this Saturday? You want to come to the Islander game with us this Saturday night? We're going to be in a big limo bus. We got a skybox at the Barclays.
Well, I'm probably doing snow removal.
All right, man, I tried.
Got it.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks.
Later, thank you for actually doing work.
Later.
Getting paid for work that he's actually supposed to be doing.
Right, and that's the thing. They pay for the snow removal, they don't get it. Very frustrating. Brett ends up digging out the whole driveway for the co-op.
And other people, too.
That's horrible.
That's the type of guy I am.
Yo, when it snows, can you, like, what do they use, the periscope? Can you periscope your
anger?
Your anger and disdain?
Do some live video streaming on Facebook or something?
That'd be great. I'd love to watch that.
102.3 WBAB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 8:07. Sunny and 28 degrees today. Brett, our producer's situation at his co-op has been going on, I mean, for the years we've known him, where it's 11 years and they don't get plowed out and they have the service and the snow's coming Friday to Saturday and it stresses him out because he has to, A, get to work, B, his family has to be able to get in and out of the place, emergency situations, whatever, and they're at the mercy of whoever does the plowing and they do it horribly and they come late.
I just wish the audience would be able to be in the studio with us when the forecast comes on television and there's snowflakes.
Why do you get so much pleasure out of this?
Because it's hysterical. Because you smile.
It's 11 years of stress built up in his reactions.
Because I've just never seen anybody get... Nobody wants the snow. People don't want to deal with it. But when genuine anger spews out of you.
Because I'm doing the work that I pay somebody else to do.
But you've just
and I'm here at
chair,
the station for 10 hours, at least a day, at least 10 hours. Then I have to go shovel myself into where I live.
After paying people
to do it. And now I have to pick up my son from school as soon as I leave from here. Mm. And now what? I'm going to have him sit in the car while I'm shoveling?
Listen, we all laugh at other people's pain. Situation. I just happen to be laughing at yours. I'm sorry.
Hey, good morning, B.A.B. What's going on?
That pisses me off because I used to live in a co-op and they pulled the same kind of crap. It's the management company. I'm telling you, they're pocketing money.
We've had three management companies. One was actually pocketing money. They did get rid of him. This one, I don't know what they're doing, but they do brag about having excess in the budget. Tens of thousands of dollars in the budget, yet they complain about the cost for snow removal.
Nah, they're all robbing you.
Brett,
that may be it.
This is your time to shine. You can be the Jada Pinkett Smith of your condo complex.
Boycott my condo?
You can boycott the condo. You can boycott the whole thing.
So what does that mean, though?
Get the hell out of there.
You knock on the doors and say, who's coming with me?
Does that mean you move out?
No.
You don't pay rent?
No, you get out there and you block the snowflakes.
That's them. I'm telling you right now.
Snow so white, hashtag.
Hashtag snow so white. Take care,
man. Simplest thing to clean the property and they're not doing it.
Right.
Thanks, dude.
It's a new thing. Start a hashtag. Everything will be better.
Mm.
That's all you need. Put it on Twitter. It'll trend.
Works for the college kids these days. I'm so angry, I'm going to hashtag something.
Hashtag snow so white's pretty good.
I've tried everything else.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. I mean, think of how long that is. Every winter, he's been trying to get this fixed by the co-op board, and they do not get plowing on time. When they do it, they don't do it well, and it drives him crazy. So when snow, like predicted Friday night into Saturday, comes, the anger, as JP said earlier, spews out of Brett, our producer. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, tell Captain Buzzkill if he doesn't like the snow, he should move to Florida or just buy himself a Jeep Wrangler and he won't have to worry about plowing the snow.
I am not Captain Buzzkill, first of all. Second of all, I pay someone to do the job!
Hey, you get what you pay for. He ain't paying enough then.
Oh my God, it's a whole co-op complex.
And I do the work. I do the work that I pay someone to do. I can't get in or out of my home. I'm not in control of it.
I work 12 hours a day, and I got to go home and shovel snow.
But you don't already pay someone else to do it.
If you don't like it, move to Florida.
It has nothing to do with it. The problem is I pay someone to do the job, and it's not getting done.
It's part of their maintenance fees.
It's a safety issue.
You ain't paying enough.
Oh, boy.
He's right.
I mean, maybe.
You're not paying enough.
And listen, but he can't get them to loosen the purse strings.
I'm paying whatever they tell me to pay.
Right. I do have a guy I can get you taken care of. You want a Jeep Wrangler? Haven't you seen the commercials? That thing will go through a four foot thing of snow. No
Security
problem.
Dodge, hook me up. Let's go.
I'll take you there. We'll go
I hear you all the time on the radio.
We'll go see. We'll go see.
Hook me up.
We'll go see. Get rid of the little Honda of yours. We'll get you tightened up.
Can it go through 4 feet of snow?
Yes. Yeah. Have you seen the commercials? Poof. Like that.
I haven't measured the snow in the commercials.
What happens is it goes straight and it goes through and you go poof. And it's just big white powder.
Very dramatic.
All over the place.
I'm going to take 110 to the end. Just like you said.
Let the savings begin, bro.
I do it.
All right, good luck, Brett.
I got you.
I need it.
They do say...
I need help.
As little as 6 inches of snow, as much as 16? We'll see. It's Tuesday. Let's see if that changes by the end of the week, but that's Friday into Saturday. 8:16. Here's Ted with the roads.
Southern State.